It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. As part of our summer series, Sampling Wisconsin Music, we meet Natty Nation. This is Celebration from their 2003 album, In Natty In Jah Music. The Madison-based rock reggae band named Artist of the Year for their genre by the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. Call in with a question, a comment, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Aaron Conkle plays keys, melodica, and sings with the band. Aaron, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good morning, and we have Demetrius Wainwright, stage name Jah Boogie, plays bass, lead vocalist as well for Natty Nation. Boogie, welcome.
Thanks for having us. Greetings.
Greetings. So here you are, almost 30 years after your first recorded album. Natty Nation continues to be recognized. You continue on this musical journey. What is your secret for maintaining momentum for nearly three decades?
Secrets. Wow. Well, I wouldn't call it a secret. It's just a love of music and a love of creativity. Just keeps us flowing. And it's just the creative juices just come from all over the place. So whenever we get the urge, we just do it. Hmm. And I think it's just, we're built for this.
You're built.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, how have you grown? How have you changed through making music for so long?
I don't know. I say change, but it just, I think you just get more seasoned. To get just like a ball player or any other thing that you do repetitively, just get better. Hmm. You know, at least you hope to.
A bit of muscle memory in there.
Muscle memory. You learn things along the way. You take from sources that that you admire and that you love, like other bands, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Groups that you grew up with. You try to take notes from them. That type of thing. As far as I'm concerned.
Aaron, you joined Natty Nation in 2002. Were you a fan before you joined the band?
Yeah, I actually was. I used to go see them when I was in high school. I went to Madison West High. And I actually serendipitously was at one of their first shows at the Art Fair on the Square. At the time, I was really into ska, which is, for those who don't know, the precursor to reggae, one of the first Jamaican musics. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll go check out this reggae band. I just happened to be there. And I love them. And so a bunch of my friends, every time we would ever see them playing, we'd go see them at the Mango Grill, illegally, of course, because we were in high school. But, we'd see him as much as we could. And then I was playing with another reggae artist named Rocker T in 2001 from New York with a couple of the members of Natty Nation, and they mentioned to Boogie that they're playing with the keyboard player and came in, had one rehearsal, and after a few songs he was like, hey, you got your calendar with you? I'm like, yes, absolutely.
Do you remember what it felt like to join the band, that moment when you realized you were a part of Natty Nation?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty surreal. I was 21 at the time, yeah, 21 at the time. So
let's call it 21.
Right, yeah, well, I was 21. My consciousness was kind of all over the place, so it seemed really cool, but like the weight of it wasn't really as like palpable at the time. Mm-hmm. But then as time went on, I was like, wow, I was just kind of like just rolled right into the situation like it was nothing. And but yeah, I mean, at the time I was just really thankful to be there and excited to be playing with some people that I'd been a fan of for so long.
Sure. Do you feel like Boogie says, you know, more seasoned now, more like a ball player, knowing exactly kind of where you're headed with this music and who you admire, what you want to draw from?
Absolutely. I mean, I think any musician kind of strives to be more as fluid as you can be, just kind of be a vessel for like source energy or nature, God, whatever you want to call it. And I think the more you do it, the more you don't have to worry about the mechanics quite as much. It's less cerebral and more just kind of like trying to get into that flow state where you can just be a vessel and just kind of channel the energy directly to out of your body into the people.
We're talking with keys player Aaron Conkle of the Madison-based band Natty Nation. Ja Boogie, frontman here as well, as we learn about their reggae rock music. You can join along the way. Call in with a question or a comment, 800-642-1234. Well, Boogie, we're going to listen to some music. This Natty Nation's album released in 96, and it is The Journey Has Begun, aptly named, and the song is Too Much Pollution, directly addressing climate change. Boogie, how emotional is the song for you today as we address the climate crisis decades later?
It's actually prophetic, actually. And just to hear our singer, J Max, I think I'm more emotional about that. But because, you know, he passed away in 2001. He's a huge part of the band at the beginning, you know, and that's his song that he wrote, and he was very aware, and he just brought that to my awareness. You know, I wasn't at that time that aware of the pollution and the things that were going on in the world, and it brings back, it's very emotional, you know, for me.
Boogie, how has the content of your music, the lyrics, how has it changed as band members have come and gone over the decades?
I think it's become more, I want to say metaphysical, because I'm deeply into the metaphysics, spiritual aspects of life, and did a lot of study, still study to this day. And I bring a lot of that into the music. As time has gone on, I just bring more and more of that into my music, metaphysical aspects, you know, the unseen, bringing it into the actual physical world, you know, which I think musical is a spiritual experience, because it's something that you, it's something that you hear. It's not something that you exactly see, you know, as much as it's a vibration. So through the years, I've actually been studying that type of philosophy and bringing it into the music, into my lyrics.
Do you think that reggae in itself, kind of that vessel for peace and unity and love, does that also influence how you approach this style of music?
Oh yeah, definitely. We realize it's a healing experience. Even scientifically, vibrations heal you. So we just try to incorporate those type of vibrations into the music that we make consciously, you know, on purpose.
Aaron, you're making those laid-back grooves and, you know, and combining that with the rhythms and those messages. How does the music move you? Where do you go?
Oof. It takes me to places that I don't know. Wow, that is a heavy question. It it kind of takes you places that you wouldn't expect to go and you could never really foresee it. I don't know, it's like a different realm. Mm-hmm. And like I was saying before, like the more you are able to kind of like the more you know the music, the more you're familiar with it, the more you can just kind of like let go of the like thinking, then you can just kind of like flow into it. And like sometimes it'll like almost like in a meditation, like all of a sudden it's like an hour later and I'm like, wait a second, what just happened? Like, so it's almost like you're just like, it's like flow state. Like Boogie was saying, athletes get into it, you know, anybody who's really proficient at anything, when you're really just channeling, and you just get into that flow, you like time doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're always aiming to get to. And then to like kind of give that to people so then they can feel what we're feeling.
Keys player Aaron Conkle and Ja Boogie plays bass and fronts the band Natty Nation. This is False Prophet from Natty Nation's 2008 album Reincarnation. As we explore music around the state, hear from winners of the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards, call us the question, share a comment, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Election's over and I won't even see your face. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We explore winners of this year's Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards and sample music made in Wisconsin. This is Come Home from Natty Nation's 1998 album, Earth Citizen. And you can be part of this conversation about Wisconsin music. Call in with a question, share a perspective, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Natty Nation lead vocalist Boogie is here along with its keys player, Aaron Conkle. Boogie, you were named Reggae Artist of the Year at this year's Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards, and the label, your genre has this mix of reggae and rock. What attracts you to that musical intersection of reggae and rock?
I think it's probably the music that we grew up listening to. Reggae is a Jamaican, you know, genre, but when you listen, when you research, you find that the Jamaican artists from of old listened to, you know, American, Black American music, and incorporated it into their style. So we're kind of doing it on the other side, you know. So it's kind of a nice counterpart to that, you know, being a Black American musician. It's nice to bring in their vibes into what we do. So that's where the rock meets reggae.
You mentioned you dropped Earth, Wind, and Fire earlier, and I'm just curious, what influences there from that iconic group might come through in your music?
The spiritual aspects. Maurice White, the lead singer, he's also a percussionist. Brings a lot of just a spiritual Egyptian, you know, metaphysical vibes. If you listen closely to the songs, you can hear that. Mm. And then some of the vibrations that they brought through, they're all tapped in to the otherworldly aspects of life, and they brought it into the music. So that's what I try to do, and that they have huge influence on me when it comes to that aspect of music.
There's such a
philosophy.
Yes, there's such a spiritual element to what you're talking about in your music. I'm curious, what are some of your pre-performance rituals as a band or just separately? you know, as you prepare to encounter an audience?
I think well, that goes into the meditation, you know, the lighting of the incense, the getting your, it's actually just getting whatever you do to get focused, and, you know, the lighting of the incense, the meditation, the deep breathing, you know, focusing in on just certain, you know, certain things you want to say, certain things that you want to convey. So you need that quiet time with yourself. And I don't want to give away too much, you know, because it wouldn't be a, it wouldn't be a secret ritual.
Sure. I understand.
We've been involved with
yes.
it. Oh, yeah. I'm just making a joke. But Aaron and I have been exploring meditation for quite some time. And, you know, traditional ways, and then actually more like incorporating it into our own way of doing it. It comes from India. And we actually started there with Yogananda, India, back in like 2000 and what would that be, 2006 or so? And just really bringing that aspect into the reggae is just a key thing that we try to do. And we even have a song called Meditation that just explores the whole thing. But I'd say meditation, the deep breathing, those are the rituals. And the lighting of the incense, they just aromatherapy, the calming of the mind to be able to, like he said earlier, be the vessel for this thing, you know.
Aaron Conkle, how do you get in the right headspace before performances?
Yeah, I tend to light some incense right up on stage and try to clear the space with some Palo Santo. But yeah, meditation, like Boogie was saying, is huge for me. I try to meditate twice a day, every day. It's kind of a non-negotiable for me. And just to kind of release the stress. And so you can kind of not be so focused on, you know, the negative. You can just kind of take those experiences and put them where they need to be. So then when you're there, you can just be that vessel. You can truly focus on the positive, you know, reflect God through yourself out to those people, or, you know, nature. You know, I know the G word is kind of can freak some people out, but, you know, just the, your source energy, the true nature. So you can,
it sounds like meditation gives you the mental clarity you need to do the music, to do your craft.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Talking about Wisconsin reggae with Aaron Conkle there, who's keys player and frontman Ja Boogie, as we look at Reggae Natty Nation in Wisconsin. You can join in as we talk about Wisconsin music. Call in with a question or comment, 800-642-1234. Reggae growing out of the Rastafari movement, and the content of your album Divine Spark expresses principles of the Rastafari movement. And let's listen to the title track off of Divine Spark.
Christ is the avatar, rising out of a distant star.
Boogie, how did the Rastafari movement, religious, political movement, influence Divine Spark?
Well, you know, I'd say I kind of went outside of that a little bit, going into more of the Vedas, going into the Indian, from India, concepts on that one, more than Rasta.
Okay.
Even though they're kind of paired in a way. Actually, you'll see a lot of Indians in Jamaica. But some kind of way they bridge spiritually. But I took more from the Indian side of things with that particular record. Even though it's all Rasta, you know, that you can't get away from that when you're playing reggae, for me. You know, but yeah, it's more, it's, that's more of an Eastern, take it from the Eastern side of things with that particular song.
The Jah in Jah Boogie referencing the Rastafari movement. Can you explain why you include Jah in your stage name?
I mean, that's a name that was given to me too, back in the day, but Jah or Yah, you know, it's kind of that G word that Aaron was mentioning, but really, you know, from where we come from, we realize we're gods in the physical. We're, you know, we're gods in the flesh. And that's basically where it's coming from. And the boogie part is that, you know, you can take that to, you know, far reaches, but it's basically the groove, you know, you boogie, things like that. Yeah, so it's basically the, you know, how do I put it? The spiritual boogie, or the spiritual dance, the nature dance, or the godly, you know, spirit of things, making you dance, or making you feel, you know, feel the groove or feel good.
Really, the spirit moving you. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So that'd be the interpretation.
Thank you both so much for joining us and talking about your music. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having
Thanks for having us.
Jah Boogie plays bass, fronts the Madison-based band Natty Nation. Keys player Aaron Conkle. This is Stand in Love, originally from their sophomore album Earth Citizen. It's the 2019 version, released the same year the band was inducted into the Madison Area Music Association Hall of Fame. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.